Former Formula One team owner and entrepreneur Eddie Jordan has died at the age of 76. He died of prostate cancer at his home in South Africa. In a statement, his family said he brought an abundance of energy and Irish charm everywhere he went. Dave Kelly reports.
Born in Dublin in 1948, Eddie Jordan emerged as a major figure in Irish motorsport during the 1970s. His move into team management came in 1979. After steady progress, Jordan Formula One was formed in 1991. The team achieved a highly credible fifth place finish in that year's Constructors' Championship. Damon Hill led home a Jordan 1-2 ahead of Ralf Schumacher at the Belgian Grand Prix in 1998. The following year, Heinz Harald Frentzen won twice as Jordan secured a top three finish in the Constructors' Championship. Partnership, personnel and sponsorship difficulties ultimately led to a decline in the team's fortunes. Jordan Formula One was sold in 2005. A move into broadcasting followed. Jordan also turned his entrepreneurial talents to numerous business ventures. Always a colourful and engaging character, Michael Schumacher, Ayrton Senna, Nigel Mansell and Damon Hill are among those to have driven an Eddie Jordan car.
The Dáil has heard that no money has been paid out from a government grant scheme announced in October 2023 to fund vital services for children with additional needs. The Disability Services Grant was set up to fund essential therapies for children, but 17 months later, the money has never been released. Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty described the revelation as cruel and scandalous. Taoiseach Simon Harris said the money should have been released and will ensure it's done quickly.
I'm not round with you today, Deputy Doherty, and you seem nearly disappointed that I'm saying I'm going to resolve the matter, because you're right to highlight this issue. You're right to call on us to resolve the issue. And we're going to do that. I mean, I'm not going to stand up and defend something that can't be defended. A scheme was announced in good faith, people applied, and the funding now needs to be provided.
Gaza's health ministry has said at least 85 people, Palestinians, have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in the early hours of this morning. Dozens more were wounded in the strikes, which came ahead of the Israeli military beginning ground operations in northern Gaza. In response, Hamas said it had this morning launched rockets into Israel. Israel has ordered Gaza residents to stay away from the enclave's main north-south route and to travel along coastal areas instead. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has strongly condemned the Israeli airstrikes, which he described as collective punishment of Palestinians. Speaking in Brussels ahead of an EU summit, he said Europe needs to put pressure on Israel to stop the bombing. EU leaders are discussing a major surge in defence spending to deter Russia from future attacks on an EU member state. And in light of US President Donald Trump's suggestion, the US could reduce its security presence in Europe. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
EU leaders are expected to discuss the breakdown of the Gaza ceasefire and the latest Israeli airstrikes. Micheál Martin said the statements of Israeli leaders in recent days, in particular those by Defence Minister Israel Katz, amounted to the collective punishment of Palestinians in Gaza. He said many of the hundreds killed had just returned to their homes in the expectation of some peace and harmony. Instead, he said, they were met with indiscriminate bombing. The Taoiseach said he supported European efforts to boost defence spending on a massive scale through new EU loans and a relaxation of some of the EU's fiscal rules. He was also supportive of a proposal by the EU's foreign policy chief Kaja Kallas for an immediate surge in military support for Ukraine, given Donald Trump's recent decision to pause weapons shipments. While the initial Kallas proposal spoke of 40 billion euro, it's not found unanimous support. This morning, she said, an initial package of 2 million rounds of high-caliber ammunition was a realistic start. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was due to address leaders by video link on yesterday's phone call with Donald Trump and the tentative moves towards a ceasefire.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO Biofuel-ready Grant Vortex Condensing Boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Dry, bright and mild today with long spells of hazy sunshine. Highest temperatures 13 to 18 degrees. Light to moderate southeast winds, occasionally fresh in Munster.